Ya Vandav, Mem Amid Beis, but let us just quickly go over from Daf Mem Amid Aleph, just to go over the Gemara. We had a memre of Rav Huna. Rav Huna had said, Hoysa Bahimas Chavere Revutsu Lefnei Avedis Kechavim, Kivin Sheshachat Bo Simen Echad Osra. Rav Huna said, Tu Chedushim, Val Yedei Amaise, this Chal Yisar Anon Abal Chai, is different than a Mishtach Vela Bahima that's only Yosel Agaboye, Mukze is only Yosel Agaboye, but if you do Amaise, it is also a filula hadith, and he said another chiddush that if he shechted a simen echad, even though it's behemas chaveiroi, it's not his. It's also with a maisa one can answer shal chaveiroi. That was the chiddush of Rav Huna, and he brought a raya from Ulam Rav Yochanan. It will be Rabbi Yechanan said, "Afa bishama mishtach v'lebeim es chaveri lo yosro, osro b'maise osro." So Eisvei Rav Nachman Rav Huna. So Rav Nachman es takasha an Rav Huna. We learned Hashoichei chatos b'shabbos b'chutz l'avedus kechom. The person b'shoigik shechted akom chatos in Shabbos, nuvuz b'chutz, l'avedus kechom. Is chayiv shalosh chatois, so he's chayiv to bring tzvi chatois, one out the chilu Shabbos, one out shchut echutz, to call mchatos nishechted it bachutz, and one nishechted lavedes kechov. So the Gemara asked, vi amrit, kivin sheshochat bo simen echot oscho, if you hold, as the Gemara understood, a chatos is not called Shaloi, it's Mama Gavoya, he's not a Bailam. So, but if Rav Huna holds that through a Shchita of a Simen Echot, he can ask her the Bahima, becomes Takruvus Avedusor, becomes Osra Barno, Kamet Kivin Sheshochet Bo Simen Echot Osra, Ashchutei Chutz Loi Lechayiv, so he shouldn't be Chayiv Ashchutei Chutz, Mechatech Bo'ofahu, is a Mechatech Bo'ofahu. We had here two Svoris, what the Gemara means, the Tveres Yaakov learns Pshat that Ike Kasha is, that since becomes Osa Bano, it's Nifka, the shame Kodesh Mimenu, so by the second Simen, he's not Shechting Kodshim Bachu, it's not Kodshim anymore. You have to make a maisa shchita and kochim, the second simen, since it became nesa banoz nivka d'shem kodesh. He mentioned, Rabbi Kevegis says pshat, that the Gemara is going according to Rabbi Shimon, that also koloim in lischoiv kesorov domi. So since after the shchita of the first simen, it becomes akrubis abedesor, it becomes osa bano, so it's aim in lischoiv. So the second simen is kilo was nisraf already. She only shechted one simen. The second simen is efer. That's when the Gemara's kashim mechater b'afaru. He never made a meisa shchite on this chatos b'chutz. So he shouldn't be chayiv al shchut echutz. He only shechted one simen. And Rav Huna said when you shecht one simen, it becomes nesa b'ano, even though it's shal chaveiroi. With a shchit of one simen, you can answer shal chaveri. Omar Rav Pope, so Rav Pope answered the skasha on Rav Huna, Hoche bechatos ha'oif askino, we're speaking about achatos ha'oif, it says that he shechted achatos, it's speaking about not achatos behime, it's speaking about achatos ha'oif, the kulu mahadi adodi kosli, achatos ha'oif, so the shchita b'chutz of achatos ha'oif is one simen, and Rav Huna said that it becomes also b'hano after one simen, so it's gewaldig. So when he shechts one simen of achatos ha'oif, so he's chayv an shchut echutz, And then it becomes also bano after the simen. And so it's no problem. Abu Bishasi shechs the simen, it's not also bano. First becomes also bano after he shechted one simen. The kulo bahadi adodi kosi, that it is chayv and shchut echut, and then it becomes also bano babasacha. So the Gemara asks, that's not a good teretz, that Rapopet said, b'chdei, Ravune keman omro lishmaite ke'ule. The Gemara said that the makir of Ravune, that are yidei maise oda maise dovo sheine shaloi. The makir of Ravune is ula b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. And Ula b'shem Rabbi Yochanan said, "Afa pishomra mishtach v'lebeimes chaveira loy osro," because he didn't do a maise, osro bo maise osro. But with a maise, he could ask behemes chaveira. Now, the lashon of Rabbi Yochanan is unclear. He says that if you made a maise, he can ask. Now, this could be one of two. Either means a maise gomo, you have to make a complete maise shchite, or maise means a maise kodohu, that if you started making a maise shchite, that is sufficient to create an iser hano of takruvis avodah zarah. The lashon of Rabbi Yochanan, Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, is unclear. But if Ravune based his psak on Rabbi Yochanan, and Ravune said, "Kivin sheshochad bo simin echad, ikenaser odom oisu shal chaveiroi b'simin echad." So we see clearly that Ravune did not learn pshat in Ule that you have to make a gemar maise shchite in order to aser, because Ravune said a filo simin echad. And the minute we see that the way Rav Huna learned pshat in Ula does not mean a gemar maise shchite, also ba maise, then if it's not a gemar maise shchite, and Rav Yochanan did not specify what kind of a maise shchite, so if it's not a gemar maise shchite, it's shchite koldo. So al kochoch, that what Rav Huna had said, that he shechted a simin echot behemes chaveira, he asks it, so al kochoch, that what he said, simin echot, we have to take with a grain of salt. It doesn't mean one simin, because one simin is no chshivis of one simin. A filo a half a simin, a filo a mashu of a simin will also be sufficient to asa. Simin echot means he didn't make a gmar maise shchit and he still asas. So, if the halacha of Rav Huna is based on the memra of Rabbi Yochanan, Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, so we see Rav Huna understood pshat in Rabbi Yochanan that a maise kol du asos. So if a maise kol du asos, so then we're back to the kasha. I feel it speaking about a chatos ha'oif, but as soon as he starts shechting the chatos ha'oif, the behemi becomes also bano, so I'm at Lisroif. So we're back with the kasha, filo by achata sa'oif, so why is he chayv and shchut echut? The behemi became nesar bahano as soon as he started shechting in lavoy de zore. So why is he chayv and shchut echut? That's the Gemara's kasha. Michdei Ravune keman omre lishmaite ke'ule. Ravune based his aloche on ule, because ule said also b'maisa osro. In the way Rav Huna understood Pshat and Ule, Ula Maisa Kodu Kama, Ula says, Afila Maisa Kodu. Elo Boime Bigmar Zvicha Hu Oivda. So the Gemara says it is speaking about, that means we have a problem. We have a tremendous problem. Rav Huna holds that a Ta'asr Shal Chaveiroi, Ta'aser shel chaveiro ken aser afilu with a maise kodu. So we have a problem. Why yichayv an shchut echut? As soon as he starts shechting it la'avodah zarah, it becomes nesa bano, and it's mechatach ba'ofer. She never made a maisa shchitis. Why is it chayvah in shchut echus? In chata saif is not a teretz because it becomes nesa b'amloa before you even shechs monsim. So the Gemara says, Ela ba'oimer b'gmar zvicha hu ayudah. So the Gemara says, it is speaking about, you're 100% right, if we'd be speaking about is shechted it stamazoy l'avayda zora, we'd have a tremendous problem. We have to make an akimta. It's speaking about that when he shechted b'chutz, he said he wants to shecht l'avayda zora, b'gmar zvicha. So now he can be speaking about achatas behemah, he be speaking about achatas behemah, and he made a whole shechita on the behemah, and that's why he's chayv on shechut echutz, but it did not become osel bahano, because he said, I want to be makriv this b'gmar zvicha. So memela, as soon as it becomes the g'mar zvicha, so b'bas achas, the isar of shechut echutz, and the isar anos is chal b'bas achas, so memele, so it's not called mechatech ba'ofer, because together with the gemar shchita, he then was makre b'lav l'avayda zora. Ba'oime b'gemar zvicha hu oivdo. So the Gemara asks, Yehochi ma'ir yachatos lishmeinon zevach. Let us see Rashi. Yehochi, the time of the shchitas chutz, lav mishum simenechot, the chatos oifu. That means the way you're saying now, the reason is chayiv and shchitas chutz, and it's not called mechatech ba'ocha, ba'ofa lav mishum simenecha dachata soif, because simenecha dachata soif is also not a trufe, because it becomes nesa by when he starts shechting the simen. So he never shechted a simenecha by a chata soif. Ela ba'oimer, b'gmar zvicha hu ba'ivda. It's speaking about it, he said, is oivet b'gmar zvich. Say pasoi, ma yirye chatos de nokat. So why did he speak about a chatos? Listen, why did he mention a specific kolm? We're speaking about, he mentioned the kolm because we want to tell us a case, is chayev a chatos and shchut echutz. So when you shecht any kolm b'chutz, Yechayim achatos. Why does it say shechten achatos b'chutz? My ear yechatos to nokat lisni ashoichet as hazeva the mashme kol zvochet. And it includes all kobonis. And say a person shechted all kobonis b'chutz, and in parentheses we're speaking about that he was machaven to be makriv b'gmar zvichet. So he's chayiv on shchut echutz. Umi de nokat chatos de isa nami boit. Since he mentioned chatos and the uniqueness of chatos is because chatos oif, shmamino b'chatos oif koi. So he's speaking about a chatos oif for some reason. The way you're saying now that it's b'gmar zvicha, there is no reason for the Tanem to specify what the korban was that he shechted b'chutz. And if he specifies chatos, which we don't know any reason, so mistame, he means chatos ha'if, but only as one simen. Boi lo le'motzi le'minket, mishim doi le'sa'if, boi shnei simonim. V'lav ba'oimek b'gmar zvicha hu ayivda. And it's not speaking about he said b'gmar zvicha hu ayivda, because if it's saying b'gmar zvicha hu ayivda, so then you don't need a chatos oif. V'ein ayivda b'gmar zvicha, ma'ich v'lashmin en oif, v'beim ena michayel. So the Gemara is now asking Akasha, why did the Tane specify chatos, which the only way we could understand chatos, he mentioned chatos because it's been a chatos oif. Chatos oif is not a trufe. Because Achatzos Rabbi Yosef have a problem. That B'tchilas HaShchite Tznesa, Nizmesubay Zichayim HaShchut Techut. But it seems that the Tana is speaking about Achatzos Hayit, because if the way you're making it, that it's Big Mal Zvich, it can speak by any code. So now Rashi says, Vahai Pilche, Lavle Esuvi L'Rav Unen Nokatlo. This is not only to drag up Rav Unen. Dechimadlis Rav Unen Mehochi, you'll take away Rav Unen, V'teimen, you'll say, then Odom Oysa Dovo Sheine Shalei Ela Bigmar Maisem. It's Rav Unen was the one that was Mechadish, that you could ask a little bit of Maisa Koldo. That was Rav Unen. We have a problem, so how is the Yoivan Shchut Echutz became Nesa Banov B'tchilis HaShchite Mechatech Ba'ofo? So we had a problem on Rav Unen, so you have to say, Tehels Bigmar Zvich, fine. Now the Gemara asks, if according to Rav Unen, it's speaking about that he said Bigmar Zvich, or not according to Rav Unen, so all the time it's Bigmar Zvich, because in order to ask a Shel Chaveri, you have to make a Maisa Rabbe. So, however the case is, it first becomes Osir Bano, Bigmar Zvich. So why did he mention that he shechted a kol mechatos? And this is not lav davke, it's a kasha and Rav Unen, it's a kasha, Rav Unen, it's a kasha, not like Rav Unen. That means if you don't hold like Rav Unen, so what do we hold? So we hold that in order to ask the shel chaveri, you need gmar zviche. So it's weiter schwer. So if you need Gmar Zvicha, so it doesn't have to speak about Achatos Hayit, so it can speak about all Kabbonis. Elohi Kapor, the Gemara's Kasha now is not a Kasha and Rav Unen. He is at the time of Yishum Gmar Zvicha, and that is why Yechayim and Shchut Echut, Maishna Hayit. So why does it say Hayit? Achatos Zvicha has to mean Achatos Hayit. There's no other reason why the Tana should mention Chatos. And if you will, it has to be speaking about the Gmar Zvicha, so why do you have to talk about Chatos? There's another reason why we're speaking about Chatos. But the way we understand now the Halacha, there's no reason why you have to speak about Chatos. Speak about all Kabbalah. So according to this lotion, this is not a kasha, only a Rav Unen, it's a kasha. If you don't learn Rav Unen, you also have the same kasha. That in order to ask a shel chaver, you need a gmar zviche. So you need a gmar zviche by all korbonis, if you shechted it b'chutz, l'avay d'zore, to be chayim al shchut techutz, because the first becomes nes, or b'gmar zviche. Elo omar mazutra mishmei d'rav pope, you're right. We're talking about a chatos. That's taka right, what you said. Since he mentioned chatos, he wants to talk about a chatos. So we had a kasha, so why do you have to talk about a chatos? Kegoin shahoyo, och maskingen shahoyo chatsi kona pogu, vahoysev olav kosho. It's speaking about Achatos Hayit, that in order to shecht it, you have to shecht Reib of one seventh. And it's speaking about that it was Pogum, the Chatzi Kona Pogum, half of the Kona was Pogum already from before. Shloi Ayidei Shchite. And that's irrelevant, it doesn't matter. It has no effect on the Hayit. So now, how much do you have to shecht an oif in order to be chayv an shchut echut? You have to make a kosher. Now, through shchite, you made a roiv of the corner was nishchat. V'gomru dekulu bahadi adol, gmori dekulu bahadi adol ikosi. So, memele, so now, since it's speaking about Achatos Hayit, so the mashu that he's meisiv l'shem avodah zarah is a meisiv shchita, because that's all you have to shech by a chatasoi. And with this mashu, it'll become asabano, but since the isano comes after the mashu, so bishasi shechted the mashu, it was mutabano, nischayim, and shrutechutz. V'gomroi dekulu bahadi adodi kosim. So memele, the gemar of shrutechutz, the gemar of his avoide zore came about at the end of this mashu, which is overroid. So memele, so that's why he's chayim and shrutechutz. He's chayim and even though he becomes nesar, because it first becomes nesar after the mashu that it was moisev and the chatzi konipok. Let us see Rashi. Elo oma mazutre, homas nise misayelei l'ravune. You had problems with Ravune, we had problems that since you hold tamashu answers, so why is he chayv and shrutechut? So he says, no, we had another problem also. Why is he speaking about a chatos, which l'chayr the Gemara understood, is coming to tell us chatos, oi? Hom as nisa misayelei l'ravune. Omishim hochi nokat chatos, oi? Dechshei roi b'simenecho. Dechshei b'chatos, oi, b'simenecho. The eton is evach, if he would say that he wouldn't specify which kolb was speaking about. Leke l'chayuve b'shchita schutz, mishum demitzer b'tchila shchita. As soon as he starts shechting, it'll become, Rav Huna holds that he becomes osa banot, machatach of a balme, upokashem kochiminei, so it's ois kodesh. Ke Rav Huna, because Rav Huna says it becomes neser with a mashu. So if it would be speaking about any other kolbim before he shechts both simonim, as soon as he starts shechting, it becomes also banon smechatach of a balm. Avol boiv, but by achatas oiv, mashkachas sholish chatoiv. By achatas oiv, we can have three chatoiv. What's the echetimtze? Chagoin shoyachatzi kone pogom. Before he started shechting, half of the kona was pogum already. Bahoisiv olav kolshu. And now he shechted a mashu humor. Bachutz. The miskashem. The bahai kolshu miskashem bifnim. I mean, if he would make bifnim, a malike and this kolshu would be a kosher chatosoif. So Bachutz, he made a shchita Bachutz, and that umachayv le mishum shchita schutz. Aye, we had a problem. Why is chayv and shchita schutz? It's machatach of a balma. Vechiyev chutz, umayse koldo davaydes kechovim, netilas neshamet neshabes badi adodi osi. Everything comes after he shechts roiv of the simen of the oiv. So everything comes. It's Nesar Bano. And it's afterwards. Abba Bavasachas, with the Shchit of the Roiv, which is a mashu after the Chatzikon Pogo. So there's three Chiyuvim. There's a Chiyuv in the Tilus Nesham of Shabbos. There's a Chiyuv of Shchut Eichutz. And he's a Noivet. He needs to Chayav al Tzayvet Zabay Nesore. Fine. So that is... So now it comes out that we're speaking about a chatos oif, and if we have to speak, and it's speaking about a chatzi kona pogim voisavol of kolshu, and now, before we had problems with Ravuna, now this is a raya to Ravuna. Because according to Ravuna, only according to Ravuna, mashu can answer. So that's why we had to speak about a chatos oif, that the mashu that also should not be mafkir dechiv shutechut. But not according to Ravune. That's why you have to speak about achatos oif. Not according to Ravune. Not according to Ravune. So every yetoni becomes neser b'gmar shchite. So you have a case of shutechut by every kolb. Bavdavke by achatos oif. So fakel. Now the Gemara is saying this is a raya to Ravuna. Fine. Omar Rav Pope. Now, Rav Pope said a memre. He loved the Omar Ravuna Simenechot. I have a hottest yuftai. My maise, maise rabbi. So now the Pope is saying the whole problem that we had, the whole problem we had with Rav Huna is only because he said Simen Echad. And that proved to us that the maise that Ula said meant a maise kodo. The maise meant a maise kodo. So we had a kasha of a maise called do asels. So why is he chayv on shchut echut? But if Rav Huna would not have said simen echot, so then I could learn pshat and Rav Yochanan, that what Rav Yochanan said, also ba maise means a maise gomo. So it only becomes nesa bigmar shchites, so then you have no problem whatsoever. That's this memro of Rav Pope. Omar Rav Pope. Nachamol, he loved the Omar Rav Huna Simen Echot. They have a chatas tiyufta. I wouldn't have any kasha whatsoever that it should be neser betchilas hashrita, because I could say pshat in ule by maise rabbe means gmar shrita, and if it means gmar shrita, I have no problem whatsoever. Let us see Rashi. He loved the Omar Rav Huna Simen Echot. Va'asid adu'ule, and he based his psak anu'ule, the ma'ise kodu omar, so then it comes out, if he said simen echot, so from there we see that what Ule said, also ba ma'ise oscha means a ma'ise kodu. But if he would have not said Simen Echot, we have a chatas tiyuftei. The Ula Mireshe. If he wouldn't have said Simen Echot, so the kasha wouldn't have been gone. Ki have a salkadaitach de behemah koi, that we learned that speaking about a behemah, there's no problem. She kalameima maise rabbe kama Ula. The hainu gmar maise. The whole problem that we had is zatayin by a chatas oif, and with the sakimta of chatzikon, the pogamoy swell of koshu, this is only since Rav Huna said, ashokat simenecha. So we see that Rav Huna holds that you don't need a maise gomo ta'asa shel chavere. So al kochor, that what Ula said, also ba maise, also means a maise kodu. Now we have a problem. But if Rav Huna would have not have mentioned simenechot, so then I would say that Sai Rabune, Sai Ula, they all hold you need a Maise Gomo. So Mamela, the Kasha of Shchut Echut Seichem Ashkachu, so it's not Shver. Because after the Gemar Shchita becomes Nesar. But Bishas, the Gemar Shchita wasn't Nesar yet. So that's where you have on Shchut Echut. That's one Hanoch of Rapope. Ba'omar Rapope, another Hanoch. He loved the Omar Rav Huna Behemes Chaveire. If Rav Huna would not have mentioned Behemes Chaveire, if he mentioned Simen Echot, but he wouldn't have mentioned Behemes Chaveire, Lai Havit Chattas to Yuftei. My time of the day, Motsa Osa, the Chavrele Motsa Osa. So Rav Huna, Rav Popa said now a second Shtik Teire. If Rav Huna would not have mentioned Behemes Chaveire, he would have said as follows. Rav Huna would have said, Oisem, Behema, Rebutza, Lefnei, Avodis, Kechom, Kimen, Sheshochet, Bosom, and Echad, Oscho. He wouldn't speak about Behema's Chaveroi. So I would say the whole Chiddush of Rav Huna is that even though without a Maise, it never becomes Nesa Behedyet, a hedyit, but with a maise becomes nesel a hedyit, and Rav Huna is mechadish, what kind of a maise do you need? A maise of a simen echad, which means a maise koldo. But I would never say that according to Rav Huna, you could aser shel chaveiro b'simenecha. If he would not have mentioned behemoth's chaveiro, I would say Rav Huna is only telling us one chiddush. He's telling us a chiddush that you, it becomes also lahedyet b'simenecha b'shchita koldo. But could be if it's shel chaveiro, then you need a shchita gemura. Then you have to shech tusim on him. But since Rav Huna mentioned behemas chaveiroi, so then we see that Rav Huna holds that a fellow behemas chaveiroi you can also b'shchita koldo. So now we have a kashim. So how can he be chayv on shchita chutz as soon as he makes a shchita koldo? So he comes nesa ba'no. As soon as he makes a shchita koldo, it becomes neser ba'ano, and becomes neser ba'ano, so he's not chayv on shchut echutz, because it's mechatach ba'ofe. That's the second memra of Rapope. Nachem, of Omer Rapope, he loved Omer Ravuna ba'im es chavere. I have ichatos to yuvtei. I wouldn't have any kasha from this paraisa of a aber scheich het hatos bechutz my time the day motziosa his he could also be kosho the shchita kodo the chavri li motziosa need a shchita gemore frag the gemore pshit ich mein what is Rav Papa Tongus versteht sich the whole kasha is because Rav Huna said that he could also shall have a kosho naive kasha from a chatos, so he should ask the chatos also be koshu. Versteht sich, that's the whole kashe. Without it, I wouldn't have a kashe. So the Gemara says, no. Mal de teime, de kivin de konile lechapore kididei domi, kamash melon. So the Gemara says, that I would think this kashe could be asked, a filu rab, Hune would not have mentioned Behemoth's Chaveiro. And Rav Huna would only have said that you can aser a behemoth, means behemoth shaloi, with a maise koldo. So the Gemara is takashim. So he bezoi he aser the chatos, and the chatos is shaloi. Why is the chatos shaloi? Ayat shal gavoy abakim in the konile le kapor kedi deidomi. So I would say that this is not called Shel Chaveiro. He has a bailus in the kol. It's his lekapore. It's Shel Gavoya, but it's his lekapore. So memela could be, I can ask a kasha Rav Huna without knowing that Rav Huna holds that he can ask Shel Chaveiro bekoshu. I could think it is the kasha on this yedia, because achatos is shaloi. It's kedidaydom. Kamash Malon, that was the Chiddush of Rapope. No, don't think that he is a shame bailam on the chatos. It's given the konile le kapor kedi day. Tell me, it's not true. That what it is le kapor, it is le kapor, but that doesn't mean he could ask the kom, because it's his le kapor. The only reason he could ask the kom is only because Adam oiser shel chaveiroi with a maise koldo. So that is why the whole kasha was based on the memra of Rav Huna that held that he could ask Shel Chaveiro b'koshu. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. I lav da oma Rav Huna behemes chaveiro. If Rav Huna would have not had mentioned behemes chaveiro, that you could, afil a behemoth's chaveiro, you could also be maise koldo. Afil a oma maise koldo also be bhemtoi. And he told us a maise koldo could also be bhemtoi. We have a chatas tufte, so then chatas would not be a kashe. Afil a could have a salke daiter bereshit be behemoth koi. Speaking of a behemoth, it's also no kashe. Why? The chavre le motzi osa. You can't answer shel chaveiroi with a maise koldo. Vahai chatos de kahanimu. And here, achatas shel kahanim. So that's why the whole kasha is, because Avunah said, you could ask shel chaveiro also what a maise koldo. Here the reshashe is a kasha, if you remember, Rashi and Amud Aleph explain that it's called, when you shecht a korban, it's called oise shel chaveiroi, because it's shel gavoya. Rashi didn't go in because it's shel, shel gavoya, fakert kahanim yishulchan gavoya kazochi. I mean, if you're looking why achatos is shel chaveiroi, it's not because he's asking the chelek kahanim. He's asking the chelek gavoya. The shel gavoya, the kahanim get mishulchan gavoya. So here the Rishash asks this kasha, why Rashi all of a sudden starts speaking about it's called shel chaveiroi, mitzad the schus achila of the kahanim. So the Gemara says, so what says it's pshita fashteitzer? You can't ask a kasha and Ravune unless you know that he also can ask shel chaveiroi bekoshu. So Gemara says, no. Without Rapop, I would think you don't need this yediyah to ask an Rapun. I would think that the korban is his. The koni leile kapore, it's his korban. Shabailim miskaprimbo. So I would think that's the makor of the kasha. Since Rapun was machadish, you can asa la avoid the zore with a shchita kodo, so the gemara is a kasha ready. So why doesn't he ask by Shchut Echutz, and he shouldn't be chayv on Shchut Echutz? That's the Gemara's kasha. But you don't need this other yediyah that can ask Shal Chaveiroi b'kosho. So the Gemara says, no. That what it's Shaloi l'kapora doesn't give him a Torah's bailim that he's capable of answering the Chelek HaKahanim, the Chelek Gavoya. So the whole kasha was based. But Ravune said that with a maise koldo, you could ask for shel chaveiroi. So the Gemara says, why is he chayv on shchut echutz? This is the shakla v'tarya in the Gemara. But let us just remember, the Gemara had asked Akashe, But first of the Teretz is speaking about Bigmar, that according to Ravune, why Yechayv an Shchut Eichutz, L'chayre, it became Nesa, but Chilas HaShchit. So the Gemara said the Teretz, Bigmar Zvich. Then the Gemara is Takashe, Yehochi Mayi Yechatos Ushmin in Zevach. So Rashi had Loim Pshat, and the Gemara is Kashe. This kasha is not bedavka a kasha on Ravune, it's a kasha on everyone. If you need gemar zviche in order to aser, so speak about all kabonis. Why do you have to speak davka about a chatos? That Rashi said in the Hanami, the kasha is on everybody. This is not a kasha davka on Ravune. Lishne achrine. Now Rashi is going to say another pshat in the Ihochi Mayir Yechatos Lishmin in Zevach. Here Rashi says another pshat. According to the second pshat, the kash is only on Ravun. Now let us see the second pshat. Ihochi. The Bigmar Zvicha Huayvda. It's speaking about Gmar Zvide. Huayvda. Mayir Yechatos. So why did the Tana speak about achatas? And what's the uniqueness of achatas? The mashme, it would seem, the ichpol Tana lashmeinon midi, the leslu chelik boy, shahabailim shaykh to moisa, vikulu lekahan. He says, it would seem that the Tana spoke about a specific achatas. There the bailim does not have a bailus in the korban. So it can only answer it bigmar zviche. So that is why he's chayv an shchut echutz. So that's why he spoke about achatos. But if it is speaking about that he said, Bigmar Zvicha, who I've done. That's the case. So then, you don't have to speak about a korban that's not shaloi. You can speak about a korban that's shaloi. And also be chayim and shchut echutz, because Bigmar Zvicha, who I've done. Lisni Zevach, the Lishtama, Afilu Shlomim, Shem Shaloi. Let him speak about, why speaking Davka Achatos? Speak about a shlomim. And it's his. And you machayiv sholosh chatois to loipok Hashem kotshim inay. Because since he's oivet bigmar zvichim, so the whole time he's shechting it, it's not avodah zarah, it's not osa bano. Loipok Hashem kotshim inay. Ad gmar zvichim. Umide nokat chatos. So why did the Tanna say chatos? Shma mino boivet avoides kechovim betchila shchita koma. It's speaking about not the way you said that he had in zinin to be oivet bigmar shchita. He had in zinin to be oivet betchila shchita. Umishum taime de chatos eine shaloim. But since achatos is not his, so even though he had in zinin to be oivet betchilas hashchitim. Even though it is a oivet, but since the chatas is not his, v'leimotzi yosa b'maise zute, so that is why he's chayv an shchut echutz. Eis v'yera problem, why is he chayv an shchut echutz? It became nesa betchilas shchitim. So you know why? Because the Tanna said that's not a kasha, because it's speaking about achatas. Achatas is not his. We don't hold like Rav Huna that a person can ask him a ma'isa zute. So then, it's beautiful. That's why the Tanna said achatas, that can only become nesa bigmar zviche, even though he was mechaven loiv the betchila zviche, but it only become nesa bigmar zviche. But ashlomim, and we hold like Rabbi Yosi Aglili that Shlomim Kachim Kalim Omen Bailim. So then he wouldn't be Chayim and Shchut Echutz. Deilu Shlomim Hava Osa B'Maisa Zuta. So Memele. So this Kashe is only according to Rav Huna. This kasha is only according to Rav Huna. That means, if you're saying that it's speaking about Bigmar Zvicha Hu Oivdo, it's speaking about a Nekimte. So then it can speak about all kabonas. It can speak about a chatos. It can speak about a shlomim. And there's no problem by Mechayim and Shchut Echutz. But, if we don't learn like Rav Huna, so then it's very good. It can only speak about a chatos. It's speaking about it here in Zinin. And if it would be a shlomim, it would be nasa betchilas hashchit, and it would be chayvat shchut echutz, because kachim kalim moment bailim. Only by chatos he's chayvat shchut echutz, because it's not his moment. So even though he had intended loiv the betchilas hashchit, it won't become nasa ala b'sayv hashchit, because he need a ma'aser rabbe. Mikol mokim labune kasher. That was pshat in the Gemara's kasha, and this is a kasha only on Rav Huna, and not on Rav Nula, on Rav Yochanan. Elo amar mazutre, so the Gemara answered, lo ilom, ba'oivet betchila zviche. It is speaking about ba'oivet betchila zviche. Leitik shel Rav Huna. Och in bechata soif koi. It's speaking about achata soif. U bechatsi kone pogum. Da be'i ma'ise koldo. Te itzre be'i ichai mishum shchut echutz. I do not get chattas mishum de ise ba'oiv. Ba'oilo le mozi le minket. Mishum da afilo ba'oiv. Bo'i shnei simon. That's the second mahalach of Rashi. Lo'i havi ichatos tiyuftei. If he wouldn't have said Simenecha, it had to be Tiyufte, the Mai Mai Sedula, Mai Serabe. Like, we'll have a mitzvah, like, look me, Bechata Soif. The Hai, the Noket, Chata Sloitone Zevach, שמדילו שלומים, קיימן דידי דיינינו, אבל מצרי במייסה קודו, בלקחי עם שחית החוץ. אבל חטוס למצר, עד כבר שחית די כמייסה רב. This is the second lotion. Lotion זה נראה בעיניי, דהוכם מסתבר, לשני תלמוד ודרפונה, לחודי כמייסה. The Chavroi Leimotzi Yosa, I would think if Rav Huna would not have mentioned the Chavroi, I would think the Chavroi Leimotzi Yosa b'maisa kolu. Lohi toni chatos de tekanimu. Chavroi Leimotzi Yosa b'maisa kolu. Lohi toni chatos de tekanimu. Vilo shlomi de deininu amitri b'maisa kolu. Rav says, no, I would think, when you could ask this question, I put without saying Chavroi. ודידי דומי, לא חיקטוני דולי מיצה, תוצקה ש... ובואו שזה, לא, זאת חדש, לא, זאת נקות כדידי, and the cash is because רבו נצד וון כאן עשו של חווי רוי, כמה יש לכל דו. This is the סוגיה of the Gemara. So, בקיצור, let us just, before we see Tosfos, let us just review for one a few minutes, what we just learned. We have a memor of Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that a person can also behemes chaveiro, it becomes also bano, with a shchita koldo, it becomes also bano. With a shchita koldo, you don't need a shchita gemur, it becomes also bano, even though it's not his behemes, even though it's not his behemah, he can answer it with a shchita kodu l'avodah zarah. That was the chiddush of Rav Huna. He's saying a double chiddush, a shchita kodu who answers it by no. Don't need a maise. And a shchita kodu you can answer shal chabay. That was the chiddush of Rav Huna. The Gemara had a problem. If with a shchita kodu you can answer by no in yeshach l'avodah zarah, why are you chayiv an shchut eichut? We learned that if a person shechted in Shabbos, Shchut Echut L'Avei Dezorei, he's chayim al Shchut Echut, he became Nesa B'Koshu, so he's not chayim al Shchut Echut, achatach of a Baumech. That was a kasha on Rav Huna. So Lamaite, the Maskonis HaGemore is, that is it's speaking about with an oi, and he shechted a mashu, and that mashu, he was chayim al shchut echut, then he becomes a sabano, and there's no problem. Let us see Tosfos. Revutzo lifnei avodes kerchova. Rav Huna, when he said his din, he's speaking about a behemah that was revutzo lifnei avodes kerchova, and he shechted. Perish Bekuntzis, why does he say it was Rebutza? Loi mi boi oi medes. The Behemah was standing. Kershehi divi yovi hi bitza. If he would have lifted it up and then laid it down. Kone bahagbo. So he's koine bahagbo. The nasi shaloi. So it's his. And if it is his from a mele, it's Moshe that he can ask him, because he's asking his Behemah. That's why it says Rebutze, that he didn't pick it up. And it's not his. Or Pekin, he could ask her, today we see that all the Maisa are above the Shenishloi, the Maisa Zuka. The Ein Nire, the Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. That means that he exio, Nami Lekonolo, Linishitikosh Shloi, the host of Torah that Rashi said, that if it would have not said Rebutze, well, then he don't have the Kiddush about the Maisa Dami Shem Yishalai, because it's his. So Tosfos says, I fully lifted it up. It's not his. Le'inin Shetechosh Shem Shalai, in a mod the Maisa Dami Shem Yishalai. The guest of Loi Nishyai Shu Abaylim, Shnei Men Yechelim Lahatish, Zelef Yishayin Yishalai, the Zelef Yishayin Yishusha, so see a Gazlan cannot be Magdish. Why can't a Gazlan be Magdish? Because it's not his. He picked it up. So he picked it up. It's only Chai Bonson. He picked it up. Does not make it Shaloi. So Mamela, that's what Rashi says. If it wouldn't have said Rebutza, I would think he could ask him because it's Shaloi. So Tosfos says, until the Gitzvah Shaloi, you see a Gazlan can be Magdish.
ולכמה נמי דאמר רב נחמן אינדה מאיסטר דבר שאיני שלוי. Later we have a member of Rav Nachman holds a person can ask a dove shayn ishloi with a fillu with a maise. Fillu with a maise. So the Gemara is a kasha, pochlei, nah menase. We learned that if a person is menase, yayn ishloi, chavere is chayu. So the Gemara is a kasha, according to Rav Nachman, you are, they know the maise, dove shayn ishloi, a fillu with a maise. So why are you chayu by menase? It's yenim is yayin. Places according to Rashi, umay poch ma menasech. Well, menasech, Rashi just told us a yisod, mechi ag vekonye. That if you steal something, so memela becomes yours already. And if it becomes yours, then there's no problem. I mean, odom reisa dovashen ishuloi. Kidom of anezokin, the Gemara says of anezokin, the whole chiv of menasech is because he's chayiv for the hagvah. Later when he's menasef, there's a din of kimrei b'darabmanei. He's chayiv for the ma'isik zeila. And if you tell me a ma'isik zeila makes a shaloi, and there's no problem, in other ma'isik zeila, she'in a shaloi. So what's the kashan Rav Nachman? Ela badai, rohochi lechoshim shaloi, when he koni lo'il is chayiv v'onzim. So we mentioned yesterday, the Ran says that Rashi means to say, I would think that the Maise of Agbor, that is Mechai Bonson, that's a big Maise. Then you say, oh, the Maise of Avishayni Shaloi. But to tell you, the Ruth is a smaller Maise, even though he's not Chai Bonson, it's also oh, the Maise of Avishayni Shaloi. But Maise does not like this John Rashi. Elo Nire, the Nokat, Revuze, Vil Revuze. So this is a different shot. The reason it says Revuze is to tell us that if it would be speaking about a behemoth that's standing, so I would think the maise that is necessary to ask the shel chavera is a larger maise. Pick up the behemoth, put it down, and then make a maise shita. So after he says, no, the behemoth is Revuze already, and all you need to ask the behemoth is the Maisa Shechita Kodu. So now, the next place. Now, the Rabbuna set up the scenario. It was a behemoth that was lying in front of Avodah Zarah, and he shechted it for Avodah Zarah. So as soon as he made a Maisa Shechita Kodu, it becomes Takubis Avodah Zarah. Why do you need Lifnei Avodah Zarah? If it's not in front of the Avodah Zarah, what will be? So Taisus wants to say one pshat, and Taisus is not on this. Ein Leporis. Dafke Lifnei Avodah Zarah. It only becomes Takubis Avodah Zarah. It's right in front of the Avodah Zarah. And you shecht it for the Avodah Zarah. Then it becomes Takubis Avodah Zarah. And we see a similar svare by Nisos. Rav Yude ben Bove, the Omer Lekamon, Rav Yude ben Bove said, I'm going to be Kachidish. The Omer Lekamon, a menas chinyayin elo litne Avodah Zarah. Rav Yude ben Bove said, Nisach HaYayin, that's called Yayin Nesach, is only if it's in front of the Avodah Zarah. If the Avodah Zarah is not here, I'm being menasak with Tehret Avodah Zarah. That's what Rav Yehuda ben Bova says. So memela, a person might say, so somehow it's only the nisach becomes nisyachet to Rav Yehuda Zohar. If it's in front of the Rav Yehuda Zohar, you're connected to Rav Yehuda Zohar. So it's here, menasach lefono, then it's called nisach Rav Yehuda Zohar. So it could be, shchit is also the same thing. If it's shchit and Rav Yehuda Zohar is here, then it's called shchit al Rav Yehuda Zohar. If the way the Zohar is not here, it's not called Takrubis Lavoid, Takrubis Lavoid the Zohar. But who has in Shah Avoid? That's what one might say. So Taisha says, it's not true. The Nireh is the Dab killing in Nisuch come out. By Nisuch, this Rav Yehuda ben Bove said, it's Tik Taira. Nisuch is the way the Zohar is not here. It's not called, doesn't become Yayin Nesh. The Bechol Duch the Da'ayri B'Sheikhet. All over in Shah, when we speak about someone shechted Lavoid Zohar, Loinokat livnei avodas kechavon. Doesn't mention a shoychus livnei avodas kechavon. So it seems shchita that chumas avodas zore can be a chumas avodas zore is not here. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. My Porech B'Soma, if you will say that in order to become Takuvas Avodah Zorah, you have to be in front of the Avodah Zorah, my Porech B'Soma, Ashkut Eichut, Moresh Takasha, Kodin Tarabuna, as soon as you shech to become Takuvas Avodah Zorah, why are you chayiv on Shkut Eichut? Moresh, Ashkut Eichut, why lechayiv the Mechatech Bofohu? Let the Gemara say a portion of Tarek. Bishalay shochat with me avodas kichom. He shechted it not in front of an avodas kichom. V'loy mitzvah. If you'll say that it only becomes takuvis avodas kichom, it's in front of avodas zorah, so you have a problem by a shochet l'avodas zorah, because why a chayv and shchut echut was nesta? I'll tell you. It's speaking about that avodas zorah wasn't there, so you're not chay, so it doesn't become takuvis avodas zorah. We hear about such a concept. A person worships Sahar, Baha doesn't become never. But he lemaise is chayiv sayiv al toivet. So what is the kasha and rabune? We learned that by shchut eichut. You chayiv, if you shech to Ravai Dezor, so the Gemara is the kasha, why is he chayiv? It became Nesa, al Tzakrubis Ravai Dezor, but Tzulis HaShchita, Tzubachat HaChof HaBa'ome. Let's say, speaking about, it wasn't a Tzakrubis, it wasn't with me Ravai Dezor. So it doesn't become Tzakrubis Ravai Dezor, and he's chayiv al Tzakrubis Ravai Dezor, even though Ravai Dezor is not here. Elevada, Af al pi shaloi b'shnei avodas kichom, even though the din of takuvas avodas zorah doesn't have to be in front of the avodas kichom, nami mitzvah. So now we're back to the kasha. So why did it have to say, why did Rabbi have to mention it was lifnei avodas kichom? The Pesach answers, v'ho de nokat hocha lifnei avodas kichom, v'ho de milcha nokat, doesn't mean... Normally, you have a disorder here, so you have a behemoth is lying in front of a disorder, you shech to have a disorder. Mamish, you have such an opportunity, so that's when you shech to have a disorder. Hina, now take this another test. Hina, the litme avidus kechamno, my tongue is achidish laloche, it's in front of an avidus ore, mistome, Lishem Avodas Kechavim Yiskavim Afalpi Shalai Pirish. Chagayim Shul Yisrael Muma. Again, we hear places before that when you shech to Avodas Zorah, you need a dibur. You can't say you need a dibur. You have to say. But if you have this scenario that Avodas Zorah is here, the Bahim is here, he's a Muma, and he thought to Avodas Zorah, so here it's Muchach Mitoif Maisa, what is he doing here? I mean, it's black and white. I mean, he's there and he's a mumma by profession, and he shechts it. He's a mestame, he's shechting Rabbi Dezor. So here he becomes Takruvus with Adon Amir. That is the Chiddush. Bahash the Mosi Lameim, and now we can say another Teretz, why it said Rebutze, before Taisis was mutching sich, why it said Rebutze. But now I have a new teretz. The loy mi boy here beats all if ne avodas kechavim. If he lifted up the behemah and laid it down if ne avodas kechavim. So that's mamish spelling out black and white. He wants to check it for the avodas zorah. The vade l'shem avodas kechavim is kav. Hello, the little butsa kvam. He even the Israel Muma who was lying about. But since he's on Israel Muma. That's pshat in the book of Ne'avodas Kechavim. The Chiddush is that if this is the scenario, and he's a mumma, if he comes takruvus, even though he didn't say bedibur that he's shechting it for avodas zorah, because it's mukach mitoch maisa. He ha the omar ule. So Rafune is a raya from Ule that you can ask over the Maisa. Why Maisa is Yata Ma'ule? Alamahot the Mitri Behemoth Chaveira Yayine Maisa. That's what Rafune is Yata Ma'ule. Aber der Mitzre bei Meister sucht ein Jochel und Adbeck, das hieß ihm Puh vom Ule, zu dem Ule Meister Rabe kommen, die Dome des Sommer. Oho, der Koma des Sommer, wo Ule Meister kommt, der Koma, heine mich um den Raffun, wenn man zur Frische Meister Rabe, in kein Alkoch, Meister kommt, der Koma, das ist mein Echad Boi, die hieß ihm ein Echad Boi, in kein Abelele Frische. Ich meine, mein der Gori, der Raffun, we have to say that Ule also means a Meister sucht. Because if he means a simen echot, then Rabuni should have been, then Rabbi Yechon and Anula should have been most of them. So al kolchach, according to Rabuni, Ula means a nice kodol, that's what the Gemara means right. Chayev sholosh chatois. So the Gemara, so l'chei shalom shat, the Gemara wants to tell us, with one shchita, it can be chayev three chatois. Was Shabbos, ich sagte den Shabbos, nur ich bin gut, ich sagte den Abri des Dalle. So Teufel says, no, that's not true. Wenn noch es wohnen in Jone, in kein Listener Jabo, and if you want to tell us with one Meister Schritte, you can be high a multitude of Chatois, or sorry, say four Chatois, we're going to Yom Kippurim. So that, he's not coming to tell us Amazoi numbers of Chatois. Alabahani Ashmi'inan Chiddush. And each one is telling us a Chiddush. These three Chatois, each Chatois is a Chiddush. The Le'inyin Shabbos is telling us a Chiddush, Chayim, Afapish, Le'itik, and Le'itik, and Le'itik, and Le'itik, that even though the Gabi himself is not taken whatsoever, but it's called a Mesakim, because the Gabi Agoi is no Israel, and Le'itik, and Le'itik, and Le'itik, and Le'itik, And these two chatois are also a chiddush, even though it's Abay Dizore, it's still called Shchut Echut, and it's not called Mechatach Ba'ofa. Rektoise, the intoima, Ramai Chayin, Mishun Shchut Echut, Ra'enoi Miskabo Bifni, that means Shchut Echut is, I'm shechting the Korban, if it would have been Bifnin, it would have been Miskabo, my shecht is in Pekut, some chai is chai of Kodesh. If you shecht, achatas ois and Shabbos, it's not Miskabo Bifnin. Achatas ois left ala b'yochid, ben kol ben yochid, kol ben b'shabbos. So why you chai of Shut Echut? The Eshloima. If he even the im Zorak Hut, it's a place of the Shonship can write. You're not allowed to shecht achatas ois and b'meilik achatas ois and Shabbos. But if he would have shechted it, he might have it, and reserved the dam, even though he wasn't allowed to, would say, the Ashen Peret pay the Beyer, and he could say a Teret, which is a Kolben Tzibu, which is very fair, Shabbat, so shechtem shalei v'shmona shalei v'shmona, yesh loi, v'shrei v'shem shchut echut. So even though also he wasn't allowed to shecht it in Shabbat shalei v'shmona, the break has shaken the malam, I've been in the koi lechai b'chut, I'll call up sunim shim olu l'yerdu. That means if there's a ritzu yalka upon him with the yedr, him olu l'yerdu, so you chai that you did it b'chut. Ba'av al gav, the oistei ves benoi b'chut poto, mishim b'chut sulman. For places the din is, that if I shot a hair a kolbin, the ben is a kolbin. And I shech the mother, now, the day I shechted the mother, I can't shech the ben. And if I shech the ben b'chutz, the thing is, I'm not chayim al shchut b'chutz, because it's called, he's not roi l'akrova today, since he shechted the mother, he's not a bar hakrova today, and a mechuzer's man is not chayim al shchut b'chutz. So, like toisves, v'av agav toisves may b'chutz poto al shchut b'chutz, If he shechted Achatas Oifin, Shabbos is not called Mechusas Man, because it's not Roila Krova today, the ain't, I'm not allowed to be Makkah. The ain't all Mishim Dein Esther, the Kovin Yosef, Beichel Eisasad the Shabbos. But the Behemah Mitzad Atzmai is a Barak Krova. So if the Behemah is a Barak Krova, So then, you chayim al shvut echus.